You're listening to the best of Chad Benson.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We live in a new world. I've told you that before. We're trying to figure out how to navigate in this new world, and it's not going to be fixed overnight. And by that, I mean the employment world, the world of technology. We live in a world right now where technology is king, where the most intelligent person in your house isn't your husband or wife. It's your 12-year-old son or daughter who know how to navigate through the internet, who you go to help fix your computer. Because that person is going to be the person that gets to participate in the new world. On the opposite side, people who are struggling out there have missed these opportunities, and they're struggling and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. I picture a world in the next few years, several decades, you know, over the next 50 plus years, where if we don't figure out a way to navigate in a much better way as a group, to understand the complexities and the intricacies of the new world, i.e. technology and the employment world, the economy, we could literally have no middle class anymore, lots of have-nots and some haves. And that's tough. And that's not because of evil corporations. It's not because people are cheaters or scammers or stealing things off the back of individuals. It's because we as a nation aren't being flexible enough to become this new kind of economy that deals with both some of the old school and being able to pull in and understand the new school type of world that we're going to live in. We're worried about, oh man, immigration takes jobs. Let me tell you something. Robots are going to take jobs. Robots are going to take jobs. Far more jobs. There's a new grocery store, an Amazon grocery store up in Seattle. It's small. It's more of like it's in between a convenience store and a grocery store. There is nobody in there. You walk in, you have your Amazon account. It's got everything picked up through all the technology, through your Amazon account. It picks up what you pick up, and then you leave. Do you think we're going to have more of that in the future? Or do you think we're going to have less of that in the future? You've got more people right now post-recession who are working two jobs to make ends meet. Don't get me wrong. We've had a little bit of a bounce back through adding jobs, but they're menial jobs. That's why I look at the education system and I'm thinking, what are we doing? What are we doing? We must change. We must maneuver. We must make an effort to start to think about the future. We're teaching today when we need to teach tomorrow. We have to. When I was looking at this Amazon thing, I just looked at it and I'm just sitting there and I started laughing. I'm like, this is it. This is it. You got that eats the place out by you, Phil. You've got the all of these new robots around the world that are starting to figure out how to build hamburgers and make things. You have all of these things going on, and these jobs that are, for some people, that's all they can get. What's going to happen then? What is going to happen then? And then you've got people who had decent jobs. Those jobs went away. Budgets start to tighten. Profit margins start to tighten. You have to have two jobs to barely, if you're lucky, compensate for the one job you have. It's insane. The new world is going to be more technologically driven. And let me tell you something, people. If you think for a second that we're the only ones who are struggling with this, if you think for an absolute just, oh my God, what's going to happen? It's going to be us. And the rest of the world's struggling with this too. And I will tell you this right now. China is going to pay a bigger price than all of us put together. Their economy has hummed and it has chugged along and it has taken it has become a bat out of hell. But the minute that we can figure out a way to bring all these jobs back home, and Chad, well, we can't bring those. No, we can't bring those jobs by humans back home, but we can bring robots back here to manufacturing stuff. We can be robots back here to making things. Oh, they may create 50 jobs in a place where there used to be 1,000. But these are the things that are going to happen. The new world is here. So I tell Jack's mom, you tell him, don't be on the tablet for more than an hour. I'm telling him, be on the tablet as long as you can be. Because that's where the world's going. That's it. The other part of it is, it's time to make a change. Colleges, for many students, especially young males, it's not the way it should be for them, and they understand that. And they're wasting lots of money, time, and effort when they should be looking at trades. Trade schools are valuable. We'll always need people to fix our cars, but I have news for you. I don't know if you're aware of this. There are a lot of people out there that can't fix new cars because they're all computers. But we're always going to need people to fix cars, right? We're always going to need people to fix the plumbing. We're always going to need people to fix electricity. We're always going to need people to build houses and things like that. Those are the places that a lot of people need to start looking at. I know mom and dad really, really want you to go to college and get a degree in something. But the truth is, if you're not going to get a computer degree, if you're not going to get a degree in IT, if you're not going to look towards the future, but you think I'm going to get a degree in English literature, I'm going to get a liberal arts degree, you're screwed. You're screwed, blued, and tattooed. That's what's going to happen. I was reading these articles today. We have 6.4 million part-time workers who would live and love and crave and pray to have full-time jobs, but they don't. We have 8.5 million people that are currently working in this country holding two part-time jobs. We count them twice when we look at the unemployment. That's why those numbers in unemployment are wacky. We have millions of people that are underemployed and millions of people that are out of work. Even now, Carrier, last week, the whole thing with Carrier, it sounds great. Yeah, whatever. We saved some jobs. Fantastic. The fact that he's done what he's done and he and Pence have got on the phones and they're trying to do some stuff, I applaud them for that. That's great. But they're going to offer retraining for a lot of people that are going to lose their jobs, which they don't have to do, by the way. Carrier does a really good job, and United Technologies does a great job at doing something like that. Most companies like, eh. But I tell you what, if I'm 35 years old and I have to look at retraining, I wouldn't offer them woodworking. I'd offer them technology. Offer them things that matter. Schools need to retool themselves to be specific towards where we're going in the future. Science, math, technology. Yes, you can teach some of the basics, but the truth is, are we going to be more dependent on technology or less dependent on technology in the future? That is a huge question. And if you think 10 years from now, 30 years from now, we're going to be less technologically driven, and you want your kid to get a sociology degree, knock yourself out. You want your kid to get a degree in liberal arts or wants to be a poet? Hey, I don't want to stop anybody from their dreams. Go for it. By the way, you don't need a degree to be a good poet. Just let you know. But engineers, IT, people who can not only design, create, build, and maintain computers, software, coders. Right now, if somebody came to me and said, what would you advise a child to be when he grew up, I'd say, you know what? I think your child should learn how to code. If your child could learn how to code computers, C++, C+, things like that, JavaScript, they'll have a $70,000 to $100,000 a year job, and they will always work. They will never hurt. Unless, again, there's some massive issue and computers are obsolete. I'll take that chance. All right? I'll take that chance that that's going to happen. This is the world we live in. When I was reading this thing today, think about this for a second. You walk into a store, and on your phone, which is essentially your wallet, You have your Amazon Prime, you know, account, your app. You pick stuff up as you want it. It scans it for you as you bring it close to yourself and you put it in your basket or your bag. Then you walk out having never seen a human being, having never spoke to anybody, having never had to get a price check. Think about that for a second. Where do you think we're going to be in 10, 15, 20, 30 years? More technologically driven or less? That is a question that you need to ask yourself. So when you look at your child, when you look at your grandkids, when you look at yourself, if you're looking for something else to do because you're looking at the fact that your job is tightening, profit margins are tightening, you're worried about whether or not you're going to be here, and you're thinking, I need to change direction. If you're not going to look for a trade, you need to look for the technological world. How can you be a part of it? Where can you fit in? Think about it. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the show. Love when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Last night, I watched a bit of the worst football game you will ever see. And if you want to know why Monday Night Football and all the other ratings are down across the board, it's not because the football, people don't love football. It's because you keep feeding us crap. And we don't want to watch it. But on the other TV, in the little restaurant I was at, was something that caught my eye, and I don't know what to make of it. Chad Benson Show.
This is the best of Chad Benson.
At a church where people sing, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining. May as well.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're listening to the best of Chad Benson.
Alone again.
That's really little Gilbert O'Sullivan. Can I just say that is the, can you think of another more depressing song? Like, it is so depressing. And even if he was singing something happy, Gilbert O'Sullivan brings out nothing but sadness in his voice. Like, that is sadness. Last night, I went to watch a little Monday Night Football and to relax, and I got something to eat and talk a little shop. And I'm watching some of the worst football game. Like, it's just horrible. First of all, Monday Night Football, I thought there was a flex thing. Is that only for Sundays, Producer Phil?
I think it is.
Oh, God, they've got to look into the future, like technology. You got to look and say, okay, we thought Cleveland would be at least a decent team. We thought the Jets would be okay or whatever. Last night was the Colts and the Jets. Obviously, they're crap. Nobody wants to see this stuff. It's horrible. It is horrible. It is. But on the TV next to me, this giant screen, I took a gander over and I saw female CrossFit. Now, if you've never seen female CrossFit, I don't know if you understand what female CrossFit is, but it was partially terrifying and partially I was a bit turned on. It's the best way to describe it. And when I was younger and I played soccer, I was in great shape. I was. I'm not going to lie to you. I was in great shape. But the shape that these human beings are in is just ridiculous. And how you get to this point, like, there's a point in it where they have this block and you have to jump up and down on the block and you go over it, jump up, and you do this like 100 times and then you flip the block and you keep doing it, you know, for like 100 yards you keep doing it. Right. And I'm sitting there eating chicken wings. Right. And I'm just like slobbering on myself. Like, and I couldn't do that because I'm not in great shape, but obviously. But as I'm watching this whole thing, I just thought, how do you get to that point? Like that you, that's like fitness is that drive. And again, I don't earlier producer Anthony goes, well, are they buff girls? Are they, you know, I said, you know what? Weird. There's, you'll see one and she just looks pretty, you know, she looks lean and yoked and she looks good. And then you look and then there's a girl that looks like exactly like one of those strongman competitions. You're not quite sure if the transitions happened or not. You're not, you know, I mean, it's scary. But I found myself captivated. I was captivated in this. Okay, so there's one of the things you can do. We want to watch people do CrossFit. So if you're not going to get involved in technology, you can get involved in this. I was just, I was blown away. Like, I thought, like, Phil, when's the last time you jumped rope?
Fifth grade.
Yeah. Like, here's a perfect example. Practice, like, you're going to, just for 30 seconds, like, you're skipping rope. You'd be like, you're going to.
I don't think I'm going to make it.
I just don't know. I don't know how these people, like, I can't even imagine what a day like this is. And the food preparation for stuff like this, because you know they're not eating cheeseburgers. Like, I had sliders and some wings last night. Like, there's, that was my watching fitness thing that I had. I'd had a donut, but they didn't have any. Crazy. I saw that Donald Trump apparently, I don't know what he's going to claim on Twitter. We'll have to add Twitter fact Donald Trump, because apparently SoftBank is bringing $50 billion and lots of jobs here, and it was all based on Donald Trump. But then other people are reporting, well, wait a minute here, slow your roll. This has been going on for, you know, for weeks and months and a while. This isn't, you know, but he's claiming. I'm waiting for him to go, you know, I got us to the moon. Like, he's going to start taking credit for stuff that was totally not his.
You don't think it'll go into King Jong-un territory, do you?
Oh, God. Do you see King Jong-un, by the way, in South Korea? By the way, when people, this is the perfect conspiracy theory thing. Right now, Kim Jong-un is massing and threatening South Korea. It's all happening. It's doing what he's saber-rattling because he wants money. When I get emails, and I got one yesterday about, Chad, have you seen this? And he's doing this. There is no chance that he would ever try to attack us. But he would. No, there's not. First of all, his generals will kill him before he ever has a chance. Secondly, he's not. He may be insane. But he does know that Big Brother China would come over and bitch slap him, put an end to that thing. He knows they can't do that. It's just saber rattling. Now, would he try to do something to South Korea? Possible, but in the end, he knows what ends there, too. It's like there's a no win. Like, you could play, the only way to win is to not play the game. That's the only way you win. And he knows that. So he'll saber rattle. UN will get upset. They'll threaten him something, more sanctions. Then we'll funnel him $3 billion and he can do whatever he wants to do. He's a spoiled brat. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Facebook and a man being attacked. Chad Benson Show.
This is the best of Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Stop, Jack, all the voices happy. Then they couldn't prevent.
You're listening to the best of Chad Benson.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I don't know what he's saying on the television, but I do know this. He's very agitated, and I know he's English. I'm watching CNN as one of these Richard so-and-sos. The English all tend to love to scream no matter where they are in the world. Have you noticed that? Like when they go, we're going to go to, you know, Richard Smith, and he's live in, you know, Peshawar, Pakistan. Thank you so much, Wolf. I'm live in Peshawar, Pakistan. It's like, what are you yelling at? We can hear you. You have a microphone. Talking to the fuzzy bit. By the way, we were talking earlier about moving forward as a country and where we're going to be and where we need to be when it comes to certain things. This just came in. We are well below the international average when it comes to math. International average is 490. We're at 470. Ranges from the high of 564 for Singapore down to 328, and that's based on a 1,000-point scale system. That's not good, kids. That's not good at all. Just letting you guys know. Facebook. Twitter. Pinterest. Instagram. Social media. Social media is a good thing and it's a bad thing. But you know what you need to be? Responsible. You need to be responsible when it comes to social media. You also have to be wary when it comes to social media. I talk a lot about my life on here, and I share some stuff on social media. But there's some things I like to keep private in my life. And I don't share it on social media. Things that I think will help people, things that I think will resonate with the audience, that's one thing. Other things that are that are my things are my things. And social media is one of those things where you can do damage to people. CDC says bullying is an epidemic. Last week, you had a young lady who shot herself in the chest in front of family and friends, Brandy Vella. She was just 18 years old. She was bullied incessantly online. There are new ways now for kids and people to do things where they can set up dummy accounts everywhere so they can target people and make sure that their tracks are essentially covered. You can do damage, not only to other people, you do damage to yourself. Again, it's about personal responsibility. Understand that. These things, you know, these are the things that matter because we all are online. We are all doing something with social media, whether we're sharing pictures of our family or friends or trying to live up to the Joneses or, you know, sharing our innermost thoughts. And we all do stuff on social media. And you got to be careful. You have to be responsible. But you can do damage to people. Not only can you do things to people that's bullying, you can do stuff that's ridiculously criminal and idiotic. Case in point, Orange County, California. Now this, I mean, imagine this, right? You're a guy, right? Your name's Tyler Parkhurst. You're a guy. You're sitting at home when you get a knock at the door and your ass is arrested and you are charged with multiple felonies. You're not arrested one, two, three, but four times, all for violating restraining orders and threatening to kill a woman. Who is that woman? That's your ex-girlfriend, Stephanie Renee Lawson. Your grandparents see that your bond is $200,000 and they have to put their lifetime of dreams, building this equity in their beautiful home that they've lived in forever, up for collateral to get your ass out of jail because you've threatened to kill this woman. You've all these threats against her. They have it in right there in text. They see it. Only to find out that Stephanie actually set up dummy accounts in your name and threatened herself so she could put you in jail. And in between this entire nightmare and ordeal, you've had to what? You've had to pay for a lot of stuff. Your grandmother never got to see you exonerated because she passed away. It's a personal responsibility, people. But at the same time, we've gotten to the point now where people can do just about anything they want. These social justice warriors or bullies, down to people who are at school, who are tweeting out horrible things about you or sending Instagram photos about you or saying things online about you or doing things like this. It's about personal responsibility. This is a privilege. I look at the things that I do. You know what? It's like when you were a kid and you first got your license and your mother or father would look at you and say, you know what? This is a privilege. Right? This is a privilege. This isn't a right. You have a privilege to drive this vehicle. Right? You take your life in your hands, but you also take other people's lives in your hands when you're driving. So understand that this is a privilege. I look at stuff like Facebook and I mean, it's a privilege. I'm allowed to use it and I try to use it as responsible as possible. Doesn't mean you can't have fun. Doesn't mean you can't have spirited debates. But we've long passed those kind of things. And when I see what's going on in the world of bullying and the fact that the CDC is coming out and saying stuff and you've got people that are posting and trying to get people fired, I've had people, stalkers and weirdos and other people do horrible things. And look, I'm in an industry and I'm in a position where I expect certain things. I expect hate mail. That means I'm doing my job. I expect people to insult me. That means I'm doing my job. I expect vigorous debate. That means I'm doing my job. I expect people to also say, I really agree with you. I like your show. It means I'm doing my job. But it's when you go past that. It's when you go past these kind of things. And it's not just about the bullying aspect of a one-to-one kind of ratio with children and them getting bullied or doing crazy stuff. Think about over the last 5 years. what do-gooders sitting at home typing on the computers have done to people. Remember the guy from Mozilla Firefox who gave $1,800? I think it was to Prop 8, like 10 years earlier. Then they found out about it, and they had him subsequently, you know, destroyed, and he resigned or fired in shame. And a job that he worked at forever to become the president of this. Having said all along that he had changed his mind long before that, but it didn't matter because there were social justice warriors and people out there who are willing to do something and say something and threaten people. Your words are responsibility. I have a responsibility every day when I come here and this microphone's open. I'm going to say something and I'm going to come out there and talk. I have a responsibility to Anthony, to the listeners, to Phil, to all my team here, that I'm not going to say anything insane. I'm not going to go off the reservation, start screaming, yelling, say anything. I have a responsibility. But what about the responsibility of the people out there who love to shame? It's funny because if you fat shame somebody online, you're a horrible human being. But if you feel it's okay to attack somebody online because you don't agree with their political standpoint and you think you and your friends and your groupthink can get these people fired from something, you're a hero. That's not a hero to me. It's about responsibility, of which I think many people don't understand that. And it's a very sad thing. Words matter, people. Should they destroy you? No. But words do become destroying when you start to ask for things like, how can I get you fired? What can I do to make your life miserable? Because I don't agree with you. You killed a cat in Africa? Well, guess what? I'm going to threaten your family, your friends. I'm going to do everything I can to shame the hell out of you. Even though it was your right. Even though you did everything legally. Oh, it's okay. You supported traditional marriage? Well, let me see if I can destroy you because groupthink here thinks it's okay. That's not responsibility. That's horrible. You got a woman setting up Facebook accounts to destroy her ex-boyfriend using his likeness. Imagine what that guy went through. Imagine what that guy went through. You got a woman, 18 years old, who struggled with her weight, and by the way, I thought she was beautiful, who, in front of her family, shoots herself. Everybody knows who's kind of bullied her over time, but we can't prove it because we have apps out there that will cover your tracks. It's a responsibility. That's what it is. It is a privilege to use these kind of tools. And many times, instead of using them for good, and many times instead of furthering conversations, and again, it's okay to have vigorous debates. It's okay to do some of these things. It's okay to have fun and satire and this, that, and the other. But to see the way that groupthink and to see the way that people do things nowadays, whether it be a one-to-one bullying situation or whether it be groupthink trying to get somebody fired and destroyed in the you know, essentially a witch hunt, right, or a public lynching via social media. The responsibility. And people aren't using it as such. And I've always said this, if I can't say it to your face, I shouldn't say it online. Right? If I can't say it to your face. So I tell Jack always about stuff. If I can't, and he's 6 years old, he didn't quite grasp the concept. But if you don't have the cojones enough to look at my face and tell me that, then you shouldn't say it, and vice versa. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. And, of course, always at Chad Benson Show is the Twitter and the Facebook. The Grammys, the nominations are out. Once again, I was left off the list. We're going to get a ruling on that. Chad Benson Show.
This is the best of Chad Benson.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat, partner.
Oh, dear God, no.
Do you have any questions?
You're listening to the best of Chad Benson.
We break down the Grammys because that's what we do, kids. We give you the serious, the sublime, and the super sexy. The Grammys were announced today. Again, I was left off. I think my first album didn't do as well as I thought it would do because I didn't do one. So that's probably why. But let's see here. We've got the usual suspects. We do. I think the song. Now, Phil, maybe you know that. I never can understand this, and maybe producer Anthony Campbell. The difference between record of the year, song of the year, and album of the year.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Okay.
I mean, I can understand single and album of the year, but then I don't know about record.
I don't understand. I just don't. But here are the record of the record nominees: Stressed Out, 21 Pilots, and this lady, Adele, with Hello.
Look at this photograph.
That's probably the biggest song of the year, I would assume. Beyonce's nominated for like 55 of these things. This is it Formation? I don't even know what it is. Record of the year. But here is some of Beyonce. That's enough of Beyonce for Chad. Rihanna featuring Drake with Work is on there. 7 years. I mean, it's all the usual crap. Let's just run down some of the people that have been nominated. First of all, can I just say this? I know people hate him, and I think 90% of it is out of the fact that, yeah, he's a punk ass. It's which, if I was 22 years old, I looked like him, and I had $200 million and a monkey, I'd probably be a giant a-hole as well. All right?
Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm...
I like Justin Bieber. I have no problem with Bieber. Everybody else does. I'm a believer, kids. I got no problems with the guy. He's got talent, man. He's got a ton of talent. He does. He's got an absolute ton of talent. Now, here's the best new artist. Okay, Phil, I'm going to read you off. Tell me if you've heard any of these. Kelsey Ballerini?
Nope.
Chance the Rapper, I've heard of. Maren Morris and Anderson Dot Pack?
Nope.
And these guys who we were figuring out today, they're probably the biggest EDM people around, especially now that the Swedish House Mafia has disappeared. They're called the Chain Smokers. That's it? I could do that. Like, I mean, how hard is that? You know what it is, too? And we were talking about it because we have Scotty back here with us. And Scotty and I were talking today. You know what they – this is what you do if you're these EDM bands. You – first of all, you pre-do your show, right? And then it's just – you put it all together and you go out there and you flip it. And you, not many of them are doing – most of it's already pre-programmed. So it's their version of lip-syncing. And then, you, of course, you got to dance around and look cool. But the second thing is you've got to have – These great songs that you can just throw any pretty girl behind going, that's all you need. It's all it is. It's a soundtrack. Like it's a music bed. That's all it is. Chad, you're just destroying the Grammys. Here is Rihanna. She's nominated for stuff.
Work, 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 work. It's a me heavy work, 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 work. You see me do me there, 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 there. It's something about that work, 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 work.
She's barely working.
When you walk a line, line, line.
Now, producer Phil, I couldn't
stop. I couldn't hear what she was saying half the time.
She said, "Work, work, 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 work." Chad, you guys are we old? Is this old? Is this what old?
Yep, this is it.
This is it. Now, in saying that, I digress because I have already said I'm a Believer fan. I love Adele. I think she's got talent. Chainsmokers are interesting, but I will say this, and producer Phil is on my side, folks. Here's our girlfriend, Ariana Grande.
Something about you makes me feel like you're dangerous woman.
Anthony is not a fan of the Grande.
I'm not a fan of her voice, but she looks nice.
Yeah. She sings? Now, the last three, I think, by the way, speaking of this guy here, this last three, this song is a hell of a song. He wrote it. He's got a ton of talent, but he was one of those things where his first single that came out, was a big hit, and he kind of got stuck doing this dance like scrap that I didn't like. But he does this a cappella, and he does it with acoustically, and it's great. And this is Mike Posner, which is the worst name for a pop star ever. And this is called I Took a Pill in Ibiza. I think he's going to be, he's kind of a stud. I took a pill in Ibiza. Let's get to this one. These guys are back with a different lead singer, but they're still awesome. Blink 182. They're nominated for Best Rock Album along with KT Elephant, Garaya. If you have Garaya, by the way, you should just put some penicillin on it. Panic at the Disco and The Weezer. And finally, Best Rock Song, posthumously, I think we'll go to this guy, David Bowie. I think I know how he died. Embarrassment. Is that wrong? Is that too soon? It's never too soon. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHAD. It was just horrible. BNSON. There's some real music right there, kid. Chad Benson Show!
This is the best of Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.